PON3 The Beat.
In the Voice Hollywood regions, then you might want to double lock your doors. Autumn has gone on a mass pony killing spree, and it has been referred to by most of the brony population as a threat to pony kind. She wishes to remind all residents of EH that she does not wish to indulge in the love and tolerance offered by the fans of the popular series. Seto Kaiba has still yet to be found. The famous duelist was reported missing last Friday after allegedly getting married to Rochelle Ewer of Voice Hollywood. Friends and relatives have yet to make a comment on his disappearance, so we doubt that he actually has any. As far as the And we have a caller on the line. Hello, you're live on PON3.
Hi, this is Rochelle Euler. I'd like to send a message out to Kaiba. Kaiba, if you're listening to this, then please hurry home soon. Every morning I wake up and stare at your deck, tempted to sell it off on eBay, but I never do. I'm awaiting the day that you'll come home and be able to duel with me. Please, wherever you are, be safe. Besides, I have Chaz over at the moment, and it really is getting hard to contain myself. I mean, God, he's just lying on the bed drunk out of his mind, and here I am wearing a frickin' purity ring because of you! Seriously, Kyla, get your rich ass back here and—
I certainly hope that this message reaches you, Seto Kaiba. Thanks for calling in, Rochelle. That, brings us to the end of tonight's news. Do you have a song request?
Right. I'd like to hear Pinkie Pie's No Fear song from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
When I was a little filly and the sun was going down, darkness and the shadows, they would always make me frown. I'd hide under my pillow from what I thought I saw, but Granny Pie said that wasn't the way to deal with fears at all. She said, Olivia, you gotta stand up tall, learn to face your fears, you'll see that they can't hurt you, just laugh to make them disappear. So giggle at the ghostie, guffaw at the grossly, crack up with the creepy, woof it up with the weepy, chortle at the kooky, snortle at the spooky, and tell that big old scary face to take a hike and leave me alone, cause if you think it's scary, then he has another thing coming, and the very idea of such a thing just makes me wanna
What brings you here?
Jeffers, did you hear the recent PON3 broadcast?
I did.
I don't understand why everybody is taking such caution with me. It's not like I'm a maniac or a raving thing. I just go a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes. Don't you?
That's creepy, Autumn.
Well, aren't you going to invite me inside? Aw, what's wrong, Jeffers? Got something to hide?
Oh God, she rhymes!
Was that an insult? Go play in the rapture!
I know VH is the greatest, but the whole board has been tainted with tolerant love and colored ponies. And I know it's my duty to restore all its former
dream of a place where it could be normal at last. A studio of my own, a fence of barbed wire link, ponies beneath the patio, pony blood to drink, a pony corpse and a knife and a processing machine, making dog food for the French somewhere pony free. I cut and slit the throats, make a hat from the spleen, beat it till it's tenderized, then I drink like Charlie Sheen. I sober up and get the tins to keep it nice and lean. My homemade fresh dog food, somewhere pony free. Between my listening parties and my social life in between, I dream of killing ponies with my big, enormous chainsaw machine. Oh, I'm this hot, badass chick, killing like I know best. I've got the first half dozen, and hell, I'll get the rest. A picture out of old VH before the pony scene. Oh, I swear I'll go. I dream I'll go somewhere pony free.
So do you see?
Not really. No.
Wait. You like ponies, don't you, Jeffers?
No. I swear.
What would you rather watch? My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, or Twilight?
No, that's not fair.
What a shame. You think I care if it's fair or not? I asked you a question.
I can't answer that.
Well, damn. I guess this is where the story ends for you, then.
No. Stay back. I'll do anything, Autumn.
You call that begging? You can beg better than that.
I've given you small talk, I've given you line, you've given me nothing but threats and wine. I'm paying you sweetly, down on my knees. Oh, please, don't kill me. I've given you my time, when we talk on Skype, you've given me hatred. You're crossing the line. Oh God, how I fear you. Oh gal, how you tease. No, please, don't kill me. I've given you honest song critiques to get you to thrive. And I've worked with you like I'm supposed to. I'm barely alive. I've tried to make you a deal, but it's not good enough. You're giving a death threats and killing our ponies. What do you want from me, blood? Oh, come on now, Autumn. You got me afraid. Looks like you're not happy. Lest I get slain. I'll give you a hint now, if that'll appease. Now, please. Oh, 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 please. Don't kill me.
Oh? And what hint would that be?
The Brony Meeting Place. It's in the southern bounds of Left VH.
Well then, I guess I don't have to kill you. As of now.
Later, Autumn.
Jeffers? What was that all about?
Yeah, it sounded very anti-pony.
Seems that Autumn has gone a little psycho. She's going around slaying bronies. Well, that's the second week in a row now that someone's tried to murder me.
I said I was sorry!
Okay, bronies. What are we going to do? I've sent her all the way to Left VH, but she'll find little there. Oh man, she's going to be pissed!
So we're an endangered species now?
Damn, we need a plan.
Why don't you create a super pony force?
Well, where did that voice come from? I didn't know that life could have a voiceover.
I'm not a voiceover. I'm right here, hiding behind Jeffers' sofa.
Because that isn't creepy at all.
By the way, Jeffers, you may want to re-carpet the floor. I kind of had to dig through it. The down VH subway system doesn't go as far as right VH, so I had to tunnel my way here and...
What?!
Yay, Rhesus is here!
Hi, Sharis!
Hi! So, any updates on the Autumn situation?
Yeah, Autumn was just here, and she tried to kill-
Wait a minute! What about my floor?
I'll, buy you a new one.
Okay, cool. Did you destroy anything else?
Define destroy.
Did you break, move, or steal anything?
Well, I got hungry, so I kind of ate that box of chocolates that was in the kitchen. Oh, and there was this dog outside, and I don't like dogs. I don't know if it is yours or not, but I fed it cyanide, and it kind of exploded everywhere. You might want to clean your windows.
I don't have a dome. It was the next doors! Sharis! I'm going to get into so much trouble over this! What am I going to tell them?
How about you get them a greetings card?
I don't think they make greeting cards that say, I'm sorry for feeding your dog cyanide and causing it to erupt.
You can get personalized cards from moonpig.com.
I don't think it's very sensitive. They aren't going to be very happy.
Well, I can go and kill them too if you'd like. That'd solve everything.
It'd solve nothing!
Oh, you better go and buy a funeral tuxedo, then.
Talking of funerals, you know that as soon as Autumn realizes Jeffers blatantly lied to her, she's gonna come back here and gut us, right?
By the way, guys, you know that Ratch snuck out about half an hour ago, right? Cause... yeah.
Yeah, we really should devise a plan.
Well, we can't kill Autumn. We need her for the radio, so I'm out of ideas.
And me.
Me too.
Me three.
Let's take a snack break.
Isn't Ratch meant to be on Dr. Phil today?
Yep.
Do you want a divorce?
No! No! Heavens no!
That's okay. What are the things that you're most ashamed of?
Well, when Kaiba didn't answer my cry for help on the radio, Chaz was there, and it just happened. Chaz is so great. He's sexy, he's broody, he's awesome.
Are you having sex?
Hell yes! Please, what else would I be doing with Chaz? Making him cook for me?
Are you nuts? You don't have the right to do that. This is a big deal.
Why? Chaz is even hotter than Kaiba, by far. And he doesn't whine as much.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
Yes and no.
Are you avoiding reality?
No. I wouldn't be on this show otherwise.
Okay, good. What is the problem?
Well, I mean, ever since I married Kaiba, it was a sort of spur-of-the-moment thing. I've had my eyes on Chaz recently, and he's definitely single. I had him over last week, and I didn't know what to do. He was practically crying out to be raped. When I'm not with him, I need to be with him. So I pop around his house and root through his trash. I only ever find the sweetest things about him. He doesn't even have any debts. I need this man, Dr. Phil. I need this man! Who do I choose?
Are you like a stalker or something?
I wouldn't say a stalker. Chaz is just hot.
Do you judge the rest of us, the non-beautiful people?
Of course I don't. That's a horrible thing to say.
So what do you think you ought to do?
I don't know. That's why I'm on your show.
Fair enough. Tell me why it's all about body image and not about self-image.
Come on. I mean, what else do these guys even do? They sit around playing children's card games all day. What am I meant to do to them? I mean, with them.
Right now, you're really playing the victim.
Stop being such a dick.
You know what? I'm not some schmo here. I deserve to be treated better than this.
No you don't. You're useless.
That's a load of crap. You're a bitch.
Yeah, well, I'm rich, and I have drugs, and I'm not ugly like your mom is.
How about when this is over, we go do a little coke?
Are you buying?
No.
Then no.
I'm not sure what benefit you got out of being a drunk pimp. You gotta grow up. I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel. I don't care about you, rotten little bitch.
Ugh, I am gonna mess you up.
We should go save Ratch before she gets arrested.
What about Autumn?
We're going to have to take that chance, I guess.
I'm sure we can defend ourselves. Anyway, do you guys want to pay the bail fine?
Hell no.
Let's go then. 3 hours later.
Well, splitting up was a bad idea.
You're telling me?
Rochelle!
Michelle, are you here?
Rochelle, we found Kaiba. He's right here. Come and get him.
He's waiting.
We'll even throw in a free bondage kit if you hurry up.
Huh? It's no use. Hey, maybe she's through here.
Hey, wait for me. Olivia? Where are you?
Meanwhile.
My little pony is sad and lonely. I killed its family, dead little pony.
Do you think she's going to spot us?
I hope not.
Huh? Is someone there?
Snap! Maybe we should call the police. She is murdering defenseless ponies.
Good idea.
Okay, what's the number again?
Aha! Hi! What are you ponies up to? Spying on me?
We're not spying. Merely... watching from afar.
We've actually... come to help you destroy the ponies.
Yup! There shall be carnage!
Oh, okay then. Cool.
Oh, a phone call. I need to take this.
Okay.
Hello? Yes? Yes? Does it have to be right now? Okay. Bye. Well, work calls. I have to go. Save something for me. Oh, and Jeffers, our work college has a private message for you. Can you hang on a moment, Autumn?
Sure.
Well, that was lucky.
Lucky? It was an alarm I set. I was setting it when she caught me. Anyway, I'm gonna head off and phone the police. Don't let her kill anything. I won't be long!
Meanwhile...
Huh? Where the hell am I? What have I been drinking? Ugh. Wow, I guess you really don't piss off Dr. Phil. Hello? Anybody?
Rochelle, is that you? Phew, I was starting to get worried.
Valk! Ugh, where are we?
In the building that's behind from the recording studio.
Figures. Ugh, Dr. Phil totally KO'd me.
You mean he flattened you?
Worse! He kicked me down a flight of stairs and made me watch him burn Yu-Gi-Oh cards!
Well, damn.
Hey! Can you hear that singing?
Look! Ponies! They're alive!
Just down some vodka. Here, take your flask. Drink those problems away. Think about chess. Forget about Kaiba. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, ponies are standing around us.
Standing around us. We don't need to
on! Let's go find the others!
Where are they, anyway?
Well, Reese's and Jeffers went to spy on Autumn, and Olivia was helping me look for you. And then I lost her.
Cops? Whoa! What's going on?
Oh, that's my phone. Hang on. Hello? Whoa. Really? That's... Yeah, I found her. Okay, bye.
What's happened?
Autumn was arrested.
Whew, at least we won't have to worry about getting murdered then.
Yep.
There you guys are.
Hi.
Where did you run off to?
A place filled with rainbows, sparkles, and magic of friendship.
You saw that too? Awesome.